Blog Talk Radio.
Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we have an interesting topic.
Living with unforgiveness.
Yes, it's a lot of us are living with unforgiveness. I just can't imagine how that is. Have you ever got to the point where, like, you realized that you were still living in unforgiveness after you thought you had forgiven someone?
You know, that's one of the hardest things to say because nobody thinks that they are living with unforgiveness. How many people are living with unforgiveness?
It's a lot of people. They have decreed and declared that they will not forgive. They've been that angry in the moment of something happened and said, I will never forgive you. So there's a lot of people that's living with unforgiveness, and a lot of people have not forgiven themselves. So not the fact that they haven't forgiven other people, but they have not yet to forgive themselves.
Wow, it's going to be a great show tonight.
It's going to be a great show. So I'm very excited about this topic, and I know people are logging in right now. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, tonight we are talking about living with unforgiveness. Forgiveness, and what does that mean? Because so many of us are carrying around that burden, that load right now of unforgiveness, and some of us have decreed, declared that we're going to be this way until we die. I mean, they're about to be that way, never wanted to change, wanted to live with unforgiveness. Some of us are waiting for closure, so still packing around unforgiveness. Now, this show was created to help educate us all on the importance, bringing knowledge on the importance of forgiveness and how unforgiveness robs us of complete peace and happiness. Now, many people ruin their health and their lives by taking the poison of bitterness, of resentment, unforgiveness. And Matthew 18, verse 20 through 35 tells us that if we do not forgive people, we get turned over to the torturers. So if we have, or if you have a problem in this area or have ever had one, I am sure you bear witness with what I am saying. It's torture to have hateful thoughts toward another person rolling around inside your head, even about yourself. A lot of people have self-hatred because they have not forgiven themselves. They're living and operating in unforgiveness. And so I'm excited about this topic. I'm in trusting and believing that God, some people will be delivered on today from this show, set free from the bondage that is in their mind, living and operating in unforgiveness. How it's important, because when Jesus came, he gave us that we are forgiveness because we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we're excited today as well. We have Pastor Jay Dabney on the show. We'll be bringing him on the show here in about the next 15 minutes on the show. So if you're tuned in via my phone today or either on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/the preacher and the pastor show, and you want to chime in on this conversation, if you're living with unforgiveness, we want to know, you know, what is it that you're harboring? And when you realize that you didn't think that you would live with unforgiveness, just realize today, hey, I need to let go of some things so I can operate and live in peace and really receive the completeness of what happiness is. So, Pastor, And I have to say about myself, I've done that before. I was living with unforgiveness. Not that I didn't forgive someone else or what they did to me, but forgiving myself for some of the things I've said and I've done and I prayed about it, and I still was wrestling with that thing, you know, each and every day going, wait a minute, you know, if I can just forgive myself. And that was something that I prayed, saying, oh, Lord, help me. I know you have forgiven me, Father, but help me to be able to let go and forgive myself.
Amen. Now, that's one of the hardest things that I believe that a person would ever have to do in life, is to forgive someone that have done them wrong. And the reason why I say that, because I'm just talking about myself. Talking about myself, and I could be talking about somebody else. I'm talking about myself. Now, the reason why I say that is because, why did you do that to me? You did that to me. I was not doing anything to you. I was being good to you. You know, I was just minding my own business, but here you came along and you just turned my world upside down. Now I'm living all this pain and trauma, something that you have caused. And you know you did that to me. That's what I used to think. You know you did that to me, and you had no reason. You must hate me, so why should I forgive you? Why? Why should I forgive you? Now, that type of mindset right there will cause you to be trapped. You'll be trapped for a lifetime. And this thing that could have happened to you could have happened at 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. It could have happened in your childhood, and you would take it all the way, you know, in your 30s, 40s, all the way to your 60 and 70 years old. You would be harboring this thing, and you would become the product of whatever it is that you haven't forgiven person for. Amen.
Amen. And that is so true. It's so true. And some people think they have forgiven. Some people need closure for forgiveness. They've been in relationships where there was no closure, so they couldn't forgive. They didn't want to forgive. I remember that being my case. I thought I had forgiven, but that thing kept coming up. It kept resurfacing time and time again. I kept saying, have I really dealt with it? Am I still hurting from it? Have I really forgiven the person? Even though I didn't get a chance to have closure with that thing, but to be able to let go and, you know, it really released forgiveness. You know, I even had to make the phone call for myself. You know, I did. It literally verbally had to come out of my mouth saying, I forgive you for how you hurt me and what you said and what you did. And that person was like, what? Whether they
don't
received
even
it or not,
what they did.
They don't even remember. So it's like, I forgive you because I didn't realize I was still carrying that thing, and it was still, you know, I was having dreams about it. And I said, wait a minute, what is this? Have I not forgiven? So I had to verbally say it out of my mouth to the person, whether they received it, whether they wanted to hear it. It was like, you know what, I'm just calling to let you know, I forgive you for what you said and how you did me. It really hurt me. And at that point, I was able to really be free.
You know what? Now that you mention that, you know, there are people that have done things to you, and they could be dead and gone. They could have been gone 15 years, 20 years, and you still holding on to unforgiveness for somebody that's not even here. And you will be trapped. You will be in bondage. You'd be a slave to a person. It's not even his. You know, before they left this world, it's possible that God had already had delivered them from whatever it is that they was done. They wasn't even the same person that you remember them for. They done went on with their lives, you know, and God had showed them so much favor. They done lived their whole life, and, you know, however it need to be, and you still stuck in that one place. You still stuck in that one place, but they done moved on with their life, and they'd be dead and gone, and they gone on to heaven. And guess what? You haven't forgiven them. Hopefully, our time is not up, and we found with unforgiveness in our heart.
My God.
You found with unforgiveness in your heart, you have find your way right into hell.
My God. So we have to ask ourselves, what does God say about unforgiveness? And forgiveness, so the Bible says, and forgive us, you know, we say, and forgive us of our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. You know, we pray that prayer with our children. So, and for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The good news, forgiveness is a two-way street with him. So we have to understand that we are commanded to forgive. We have to forgive so that we can be forgiven. It's a two-way street.
What are some, preacher, what are some things you can know that are a product of unforgiveness? Now, I'm thinking about it. I didn't ask you a question. I'm going to answer it. I was just thinking about a couple things. I was just thinking about a couple things. One thing that I know when you probably are living with unforgiveness is anger when someone says something or does something, and it just causes you to just be angry. You know, they might have said it jokingly, and you just find yourself, you know, so upset because it sounds like something that was said before, and it appears to be like something that was done before. You know, even that, I seen one person, and not a friend of mine, it used to be a friend of mine, someone had, I think it was her father had mistreated her, and the father was dead and gone, and she didn't forgive him, you know, all because of what she said. She has not forgiven him. She said that he was gone on to hell. She know he gone to hell for what he done to her. And she had a problem with eating too much. She would just, you know, just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and then she had became overweight. She had been overweight. You know, a product of unforgiveness have led her to just eat and eat and eat until she just felt like I guess maybe that's what she found comfort at. And like I said, you know, her father was already gone. You know, so being angry and obesity, brokenness, if they lied and cheated on you, you know, there's a possibility that you could become that liar and you could become that cheater. Because you were cheated on, or it was done to you, so I'm just going to do the same thing. It's a learned behavior. I mean, it's so many things that can come from unforgiveness, and you don't even realize. Amen.
Yes, it's true. That's true, because it can lead to a lot of things. Like you said, depression, anger, operating in strife. It can lead to health issues as well, because, you know, stress brings them out a lot. So if you're operating in unforgiveness, it will cause you to have a life that is stressful. It'll cause so many different health issues. So we have to understand that common health issues associated with depression then can directly impact our mental health, our anxiety, short temperament, and sleeplessness because of unforgiveness. Moreover, a person suffering from unforgiveness, depression cannot trust other people to share your feelings with his or her feelings, which further triggers negative stressors or worsen the situation. So we have to be careful with, you know, the negative effects of unforgiveness on our mental health, because it definitely takes a toll on your mental health, and then it transfers to your physical. So not only are we just being unforgiving, but it's affecting our way of living. It's affecting our life in its entirety. And so, you know, people are holding on to things and harboring things from their past. They haven't let go of things that their mother has done, their father, their siblings, their friends, old relationships, past marriages, you know. And then we end up taking those things into our next marriage or our next relationships or our next friendships because we're operating in unforgiveness. And when we're like that, we can't trust. because anything that looks like the person did, we're going to point that out. Oh, that looked like what such and such did to me. That looked like, you know, it looked like you're going to do me how this person did me. And then it goes into this. And if you listen to them, they'll tell you the whole story from the beginning to the end.
Oh, yeah.
As many times as it's something that reminds them of their situation. And that lets you know that they're living with unforgiveness. And a lot of times they can't even talk about it because it'll anger them. You'll see how much anger and fury that they've come about them when they talk about what this person has done. And it could be something like you know, something fell over. Oh, such and such did this. And then you go, wait a minute. Oh, only thing happened was a drink fell. And then I'm going to get all this. You know, because they're operating
right.
in unforgiveness. And that's a lot of pain.
Amen.
There's wounds that have not healed. And they are putting on this facade like everything's okay. No, I'm not worried about that. That's over and done with. And we just have to understand when we can let go and truly forgive, then we can truly receive the peace that, you know, we're searching for. And it's all in us forgiving, being able to let go. Forgiveness means let go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Don't pick it up again when something else comes up, to really let go. And, you know, when people, when they're at it and they get over that thing, when they're first going through, they can't go around that thing that they were addicted to. But eventually one day, they're able to walk over, they're able to go into the place where they couldn't go before because then they're stronger. They've been able to get over that thing. So when you get to the point to know that you have forgiven and you have let go, you can talk about it without getting angry, without it taking you back there. You can talk about that as your testimony, how you were there and how you can let go of that thing and how God delivered you out of that thing versus you getting angry and going off, you know, and operating in bitterness. And now you're sick. Ew, that unforgiveness will weigh you down. It will weigh your body down. It will weigh your mind down. It will stop you from progressing. It will delay you in all that you're trying to do. Amen.
Amen.
If you're just tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about living with unforgiveness. Can we be honest with ourselves? Is it something that we have not forgiven ourselves for? Because a lot of people, they have forgiven everybody else but themselves. We're quick to forgive us, but how quickly are you able to forgive yourself for what you've done and understand that God has already forgiven you for that when you ask God for forgiveness, believing and receiving, taking your forgiveness, wearing forgiveness. I am forgiven. You can be set free. You don't have to fight with that in your mind because I know I've been there where I asked for forgiveness, but I hadn't forgiven myself. I had not forgiven myself, and that drove me crazy because I knew God had forgiven me, but I had to say, Lord, help me to forgive myself. Lord, I know you've done it, but help me to do it for me. Help me. And so we just have to know how to do that. We'll talk more about that here on the show and what the Bible says about, you know, unforgiveness, not being able to unforgive, and how, you know, it was freely given to us and that we should freely give it to others. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about living with unforgiveness. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. We are about in the highways and the byways coming to you in your city or surrounding areas of Houston, Texas. If you want to pour into or sow into the ministry, you can actually do that at our Cash App at Pastor Chantel, that's Pastor uppercase S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Today, we're so excited, and we thank God for one of his servants, Pastor J. Dabney. We're going to be bringing him on after this music break, so we're excited. What about you, Ev?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I believe a lot of people, even including myself, are getting help behind this topic, living with unforgiveness. Being able to break down some things or closely examine some things, you know, that we cover up, just sweep it on this rug. Oh, I'm not dealing with that. I think a lot of people are going to be helped tonight. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. We'll be back after this music break. We're talking about living with unforgiveness. Have you forgiven yourself or have you forgiven others? Be set free. Be delivered on today. It is time for you to receive the peace, the joy, and the happiness that comes from forgiveness. Amen. We'll be right back. Hallelujah.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know.
The pain won't let
up in the storm, because eventually,
it's all run out of rain.
But I know, yeah, and I know,
boy,
you survive the past,
you hold on.
Now tell your future, I'm on the way, wait for it, yeah.
It will get better. Thank you for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Today we're talking about living with unforgiveness, and we just thank God that we can be forgiven as we forgive others, not holding any grudges and allowing unforgiveness to overtake our lives and control us, because that when we have not forgiven, we are operating in darkness. So receive the light on today and forgive. Let go. Forgive yourself. A lot of people walk around with unforgiveness, meaning they're not even forgiving themselves. They have not. So they're walking around with, what's the word I'm looking for, resentment, resenting themselves. They're walking around, and I can't even think of the word today. They're walking around, and what's the word I'm thinking, Pastor? What's the other word?
There's
so many words, you know.
From bitterness.
We're just operating in shame and guilt, you know,
shame,
you know,
guilt,
because of unforgiveness. Yes.
Condemnation.
Condemnation.
Bondage,
yes. Yes, to your own self.
So
be free and forgive yourself. God has already forgiven you. Right now we're going to bring on our special guest, Pastor Jay Gabney, to the show, Kingdom, from Kingdom Life Central here in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show, Pastor Jay Gabney.
Well, bless you. Thank you, guys, so much.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God.
Pastor Jay Depp, he says that you are pastoring at Kingdom Life Central in Houston, Texas?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's over in South Houston.
Okay, over in South Houston, okay. The topic of the night is living in unforgiveness. Is there anything you can tell us about, you know, living in unforgiveness, maybe even yourself or maybe someone that you know are living in unforgiveness?
Wow, yes, I've been tuned in, man, and this is such a relevant topic, because there are so many people living with unforgiveness and bitterness, man. I actually come from a family, man. One side of my family suffers with unforgiveness, man, and I can say that this it produces a lot of bitterness. It produces a lot of bitterness, man, and it actually hinders the one that's unforgiving.
Amen.
Yes, it does. Amen. It does. So, Pastor Gabney, go ahead, love.
Go ahead, love.
Yes.
Go ahead, love.
So you're saying hindering. You're saying it hinders. So, what do you mean, you know, by hindering? Are you talking about blocking progress? You know, being able to go somewhere. What does unforgiveness hinder?
Well, actually, what I've grown to learn and what I notice is that it actually hinders personal progression. You know, you can't go any further in life dealing with the spirit of unforgiveness. In fact, I heard you guys quote the scripture in the class that even when we pray, it says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And so a lot of times we fail to realize that as much forgiveness as we need from the Father, we're not receiving that forgiveness according to the scriptures unless we begin to forgive others. And so when I say it hinders the progression, it stops the move of the individual. You know, we can be duped to believe that we're covering ground when in fact we're not.
Yes, true. It's true.
Do you think some of the things are taken so personally? That's the reason why people are not so quick to forgive, because the personal relationship they have with the person, is that the reason why? Because I mean, even myself have dealt with unforgiveness. It was more personal for me, according to what the person had done. You know, I just took a real hard resentment to it.
Right. I do believe that the personalness of the situation plays a major part in it. But I also know that the person who's unwilling to forgive haven't been completely set free in a lot of areas in their own lives. And so with that being the case, if I'm still being held captive in a certain area in my life, the old saying says misery loves company, you know. So if I'm miserable in an area of my life, then I may not verbally say to you that I want to see you miserable, but I want to see you going through some things, you know, because I'm going through some things, especially if you are the one who caused my hurt. You know, the saying says hurt people, you know. And the crazy thing about it is that these are sayings, but these sayings are very much so true. And I believe that until you've had an encounter with the Holy Spirit of God, you're going to continuously to deal with that bitterness, because it's His Spirit that allows us to turn stuff loose, man. And I'm grateful personally because God has blessed and given me tough skin. I've been done wrong by a lot of people, you know, and sad to say, I've been done wrong by the church quite often, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I'm able to say, okay, God, you know what, man, my focus is on you. And I know that us, and I'm included, man, we're not perfect as being flawless. We're perfect as in being complete, but we're not perfect as being flawless. And, man, I done messed up. I'm going to mess up some more. But nevertheless, whatever I've done, I pray that the Holy Spirit brings it to my remembrance, that I can take ownership of it. So I remember David. David said that when he kept quiet about his sin or whatever he had did, he said, my bones rotted within me. And so dealing with unforgiveness, I honestly believe that we have to be set free personally before we're even looking to set anybody else free. To whom much is given, much is required. And I know that I've received a lot of forgiveness, so I have to give a whole lot of forgiveness.
Yes. Amen. First, starting with God, He has forgiven us of our sin. You know, Jesus Christ came so that we can receive forgiveness, so that we can, you know, operate in forgiveness. So, you know, when you're saying that, think about Joseph in the Bible. Joseph forgave his brothers and realized that God was using him. See, when God is using you, you're operating with the Holy Spirit and knowing that God is using you, you're able to forgive freely. You're able to give freely as it's given to you. Because even Joseph, he could have been angry. He could have got back with his brothers. He told me, say, hey, don't worry about it. Look, I'm your brother Joseph, the one that you sold to slavery, the one who went through, went through everything. You know, well, I should be angry, but I'm not. God used me. It's not what you did, but God used me. What y'all tried to do, what the enemy set out for evil, God turned around for good, and I forgive you, and I'm going to help you. When you're able to forgive and still help that person that hurt you, that wronged you, and you know it, and they know it too, and you still will come through for them, that shows true forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to worry about what you did and what you said, but I see a brother or sister in need. Yeah, you're the one that hurt me, but I forgive you enough to say, let me help you. Because some people say they'll forgive you, but if they see you on the side of the road, I forgive you in words, but not in my action. But true forgiveness is in words and action. So your words got to speak in your actions. It got to show that you forgive it. Can you forgive a person enough and say, I know my husband, he'll say to me when we have an issue, do you love me now? You upset? Can you say you love me now? Do you forgive me? Do you love me? You know, he'll come with me like that. I'll be like, yeah, I love you. But it ain't that same love 30 minutes ago when you upset me. I forgive you. You forgive me, yeah. You accept my forgiveness, yeah. I accept your forgiveness. Do you love me? Yeah. See, just something to eat. I ain't gonna do that.
that's absolutely correct. Because the crazy thing about it is that Joseph's brothers actually were anticipating Joseph to get even with them. You know?
Yeah.
And
they were.
And I would.
Oh yeah.
And I would then time. when people do us dirty and people do us wrong, man, they are actually looking to for
looking.
Us to get even, you know. And the crazy part about it is I have the right, or I can, but the right to represent God is much more greater than the right for me to justify myself, so to say.
Absolutely.
You know what I found out, Pastor? Let me tell you what I found out. I found out when they wrong you and they know they wrong you, and you treat them good and you treat them nice and you act as if they haven't wronged, that bothers them more than you go ahead on and just retaliate.
Man,
that bothers the person. It's like, they can't trust you, but they the one that did you wrong, but they can't trust you.
Right.
I'm reminded of the scripture in Proverbs. It says that if your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. And if your enemy is thirsty, give him something to drink. And in doing so, you're heaping coals on top of their
heads.
So
by doing good,
be
like
looking around and trying to make sure you put something on the ice.
Would you put it in the ice?
Come on, man. By doing good to those who spitefully use us and who mistreat us and does us wrong, man. And this is what a lot of us as believers, we fail to realize that, man, at every given moment, we are ambassadors and we are to represent the Father. We are to represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And who gives us the ability and the strength to do so is His Holy Spirit. And we fail a lot of times as believers to understand and know that, man, hey, man, I have a chance to get even with you, but you know what? I'm going to show you the love of God. You know, I'm going to show you the love of God. And, you know, man, for a lot of believers, man, that sounds foreign. That's like a foreign language. But, man, in this day and time, in this hour, man, representation is key. We talk
about. Oh, no, they'll
God
tell you, I'm saved. I'm not saved in that area.
Come on.
They'll tell you,
God,
I'm saved in everything else, but I ain't saved in that area. God's still working on me. God's still working
man,
on me.
Got,
but I'm gonna, you go ahead.
There.
You hold on to your Holy Ghost. But right now, I'm going to let mine go because God's still working on me. You good. You know. But it's true.
On,
it's true.
Man.
It's true.
It's crazy.
So, you know.
It's crazy. And
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really crazy because we have to really, as believers, we have to begin to really mature out of those areas. You know, God's still working. Yeah, we are all a work in progress, but it's some areas we're supposed to be overcome by now. You know, we have to represent God to the best, to the fullest of our ability. And what it takes to do that is a complete surrender to the Spirit of God.
It does. Absolutely. Speaking about complete surrendering, when did you surrender all over to God? When did you answer your calling? Were you one of those people that were running from your calling, or did you answer it immediately?
Wow. Well, I didn't run from the calling, but I didn't go looking for it either. You know, I only gave my life to Christ when I was 22 years old. I was addicted to embalming fluid by that age. I was addicted to embalming fluid. And I remember one night, man, fried out, and I had an apartment on Antoine and DeSoto. I remember falling on my face in that apartment by myself and just calling out to God. And I literally told God, I say, look, God, I say, man, look, if it's anything that you can do with me, here I am. I was 21 when I made that declaration. And by the time I was 22, man, the Spirit of God had His hands upon me. And I've been walking
Amen.
This road ever since the age of 22. And I'm a living testimony publicly and declaring that, hey, man, you don't have to go back because the Spirit of God will not turn you loose if you don't want to be turned loose.
Yes, come on now. It's one thing for Him to say, no one can snatch you out of my hand, but you yourself.
Come on.
You yourself can be the one, but nobody else can snatch you out of my hand. But what are you doing take yourself out of God's hand? And people, you have to understand what that scripture is saying. He said, no one can snatch you out of my hand, but you can. You can get out of it.
Yeah. You can
walk away.
He's not going to make you stay. And that'll be the crazy thing. And so, man, I've been serving God since the age of 22. I'm 39 now. I've been serving God since the age of 22. And, you know, He's blessed me with a beautiful wife or a child or son.
Amen.
You know, and this is how we live our life, you know. I was sharing with the people that, you know, especially in this hour of COVID situation, that, you know, the city is calling for quarantine. But, man, God has been calling for us to be in quarantine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those who are actually living according to the scripture, you know, man, this isn't really affecting us like talking about it. It's not really driving us crazy because, hey, man, that's what we do anyway, man. We stay,
mm-hmm.
we go forth, and we get out the way.
Right.
Amen. Absolutely. Me and my husband, we were talking about that the other day where everybody was saying, you know, we've been in and this and that. I said, well, you know what? It hasn't really affected us. A lot of times me and him, he has to ask me what day it is. We get caught up in each other and the word of God and what God has for us to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot that this thing was even going around, that somebody called us with it. Or, you know, the enemy want to keep
on.
It on your mind, so they'll put all kind of Google News on your phone. And my husband is not trying to hear it. He'd be like, nope. I don't want to hear it.
No,
devil is
no way.
You know,
devil
sometimes
right.
I say, I know who my wife is. Who is this?
About it. Nothing about it.
Come on, man, you know, especially dealing with the news, man. I treat the news like eating fish. I get the meat and throw away the bone.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Come on. Another question I want to ask you. You know, you say God called you at an early age. You accepted a calling. You didn't go looking for it. I know, as me being a pastor as well and being in ministry, I've had my times where, you know, I've heard of people talking about church hurt. I've experienced that. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you know God has called you, you have some people, they're big on titles and positions, and they want you to be up under them and by their command, you know. And I heard you say you've dealt with, you know, some church hurt. And let's talk about that as a pastor. When you talk about church hurt, people don't think that pastors deal with church hurt. They think it's just, you know, members in the congregation that deals with it. But pastors deal with a lot of church hurt.
Oh, absolutely. And I can honestly say I've dealt with a lot of church attacks, so to say, because of the refusal to be indoctrinated. God has always blessed me with a desire to seek Christ, and Christ is the truth. And so titles don't matter. I've never dealt with church hurt. I've just dealt with a lot of church attacks. You know, people want to attack your character, and people want to say this and want to do that. You know, but nevertheless, I can honestly say I've never dealt with church hurt, and I believe that that's because I've never lost focus. And I know that it's strictly because of His Spirit, but I've never lost focus on God. My eyes have always stayed on God. You know, the titles don't mean anything. I understand titles are for governmental purposes only, to conduct and can keep structure and order. So I respect the titles, but the titles, man, we are all servants, point blank, period, you know. And our assignment is to edify and build up one another and help each other with the vision that God has given us, you know. But dealing with many different churches, different ministries, you know, man, I've seen a lot of fictitious things. I've seen a lot of stuff that's just not right. And, you know, but nevertheless, man, I pray for those individuals in which I've witnessed those actions coming from, you know. It's not for me to go and broadcast and publicize and put
Absolutely.
Names out, because nevertheless, they are still a part of
the church.
Because we
represent the
church.
Yeah, because if it's one pastor, guess what? The people, it's all pastors, all prophets. But you're talking about titles. I understand how government officials for order, but that's the same in the church. There's a fivefold ministry, you know, that operates, and God put that in. And it's in the Bible. That's the fivefold ministry. That's an apostle. That's the prophet. That's the priest. The evangelist. So there's a fivefold ministry in place for a reason, and how God operates through that fivefold ministry, and, you know, having offices. Some people are putting themselves in these positions just to have a title, but not understanding what these titles represent and what is our due diligence as we operate in these titles. If God has put you in this title and God put you in this position, you know, operating in this office, these are offices that we operate in because I'm a prophetess operating in an apostle elect. So there's a reason for the fivefold ministry and how operates and flows, because we know everything is government. You know, even there are laws, you know, there are laws that govern this earth and laws that govern heaven. So, you know, a little bit about that, but just not some people just operating in titles alone. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the apostle, I'm chief apostle,
Absolutely.
I'm prophet this and prophet that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so excited about the title. Like you said, you kept your mind stayed on Jesus, stayed on God, what God was calling you. Because when we talk about the church hurt, we're talking about people, because the building is not the church. The people are the church. We are
Absolutely
the church.
Not.
And when we're dealing with different people in the church that they are operating in, I always ask people when they come to church? What church, when they come to the building to congregate, what church did you bring to the building? What type of church are you that's coming to congregate with us? So I always ask,
come on,
you know,
come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Manning over there. Go ahead, love.
I have a question here for you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Abney. Now, I know there's only one person that can do you wrong. It ain't a lot of people do you wrong. I don't know. But if that one person is listening, that one person that did you wrong, and they listen to the show right now, what would you say to them?
Hey, man, I would say it's all good. Let's get back to kingdom building, man.
Amen.
For real. Straight like that.
Hey. Well spoken.
Straight like that, man. Our assignment, man, is great. You know, the word of God says that, man, the call that God has placed upon our life, it will go forth, period. You know, we all make mistakes, you know, man.
Oh,
but, hey, man, let's get up from this thing and let's be men and women about this thing. Let's stop being children and let's get on with this kingdom building business, man. Because, man, I'm no lie, man, I've been watching, man, people are being called home frequently around my parameters, man. And I'm like, oh my God! It's like, man, somebody, and I'm like, man, like, ooh wee, man. I'm like, man, this ain't the time to be playing. It's the time to go and get for real, and get it together, man.
Yes, it's so important. If you're listening, you're tuning in right now to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about living with unforgiveness. We have Pastor Jay Dabney with us on tonight from Kingdom Life Central here in Houston, Texas. We're so excited what God is doing in his life. And I just see favor. I see favor, more favor coming your way, Pastor Dabney. And just stay, you know, stay firm in the word of God. I mean, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Never wavering for man and not, you know, succumbing to what the world is saying and doing, because that's where your favor is going to come. I see great favor for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank God for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for moving. He's going to move some things out the way. There's some dust that you need to, you know, you need to dust off your feet. There's some dust that's on your feet that I see that you need to dust off so that you can walk. I don't know, you know, I'm talking about it's the Holy Spirit speaking.
Come on,
you need to
come
dust
on.
That off and keep moving, because it's your time, it's your
keep
season,
moving.
It's really is. It's your season, yes. So thank you, Holy Spirit. And so we just thank God for you. Don't go anywhere. We do have a segment in our show that's called Preach Preacher, and we talked about it earlier. We're going to give you three to five minutes to preach whatever is on your heart. We're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be back with Preach Preacher with Pastor Jay Dabney from Kingdom Life Central here in Houston, Texas. You all stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm excited. Hallelujah.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy.
God of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Yes. We're back here live on the Preacher and the Pastor Show, and we're talking about living with unforgiveness. We have Pastor Jay Dabney with us on tonight from Kingdom Life Central here in Houston, Texas. This is our segment of our show where we have Preacher, Pastor Jay Dabney. You're on.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory, man. You know, truly in this hour, the Spirit of the Lord has really been speaking to me in regards to what's going on with the COVID-19. And the scripture that he brings to heart is James 4:8, which the Word of God declares, come near to God and he will come near to you. He says, wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In this hour, man, God is truly giving us an opportunity to press pause, to fall back, to recalibrate, to reset, to restart, to really get some things in order in our mental capacity, to see that we're out of order in our spiritual state. We have to understand that these two realms in which we live in, which is the spiritual realm and this natural realm, guys, these realms run parallel. And the realm in which we're spending too much time in is in this natural realm. And so God allows things to go forth to really cause us to press pause so we can see exactly where we are. The Word of God says, come near to God and he will come near to you. And we have to understand that we can't bring everything that we're carrying into the presence of God. So there is some things that we have to unload. We have to set down some baggage and forget all the other stuff that's going on. Forget the baggage of unforgiveness. The unforgiveness will keep you out of the presence of God. You have to be willing to forgive as God has forgiven you. The Word of God says, wash your hands. Now, they are telling us, city officials and state officials, they're encouraging, wash your hands, wash your hands. But, man, God has been telling you to wash your hands, man. And not just wash your hands, he's also saying purify your hearts. Purify your hearts. Clean your hands and look within your heart and identify what's not supposed to be there. And these here in James 4:8, James is telling us that these are things that we have to do. We have to wash our hands and we have to purify our hearts. And he says this here, stop being so double-minded. I can serve God when everything is going well, but when it's turned up on me, man, I got to get back to the hustle and bustle of life. I got to make it happen. I got to do what I got to do. Nah, man. If you want to serve God, let's serve God with a pure heart. Let's serve God with some clean hands. You know, as believers, guys, we have to stop being two-faced. We have to stop talking out of both parts of our mouths. We say one thing with the top lip and say something else with the bottom lip. So our lips are not even on one accord. The Word of God says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You know, if my mind and my heart isn't in agreement, I'm not going to cover any ground. And so my mind and my heart declares, look, I'm ready to walk in forgiveness. I don't care who's done me wrong. I'm forgiving you right now in the name of Jesus.
Right,
and it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that I'm able to walk on and I'm able to accomplish what God has allowed, calling me to accomplish.
Yes,
and that's the biggest picture, because God has created us to be conquerors. We're not just here living day for day like a lot of us live from paycheck to paycheck. God said, no, man, you are a conqueror. In fact, he said, you are more than a conqueror. And so every single day I need to identify what needs to be conquered. So if I have a spirit of unforgiveness, I got to get on top of that thing. I got to murder this spirit. I got to pull this spirit up by the foot. And the Holy Spirit gives me the power to do so, man. If I have a fearful spirit, then I bind that right now in the name of Jesus. For the Word
of
God declares that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And you know, with what's going on in the atmosphere now, it's to provoke a fearful spirit. But the Spirit of God wants to invoke upon us all the times that God has brought us through. And so I'll leave everybody with that, man. The Word of God says, come near unto God. Come near unto God. There is no greater place to be than in the presence of God. You can be in the presence of God wherever you are. And whenever you feel as if you're not in the presence of God, man, humble yourself. Humble yourself, man. Identify what's not right in your life. Repent of that thing. For the Word of God declares that it's not his will that any of his creation shall perish, but all repent. Amen? And you know, man, I want to encourage everybody, man, wash your hands.
Wash your hands
and purify your heart. Stop being double-minded. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 10:26, he says that if you are deliberately sinning, there is no sacrifice enough for you. But in the book of James, chapter 2, the word of God says that if you do sin, if you just so happen to mess up, he says that Jesus Christ is ready to forgive you. He's ready to forgive you.
Yes.
And so the two things is deliberately sinning and accidentally messing up. Deliberately sinning and accidentally messing up, man.
I encourage all the believers,
stop doing this stuff on purpose. If you happen to fall off while on this straight and narrow, then you fall off, you acknowledge that, and you get back up and you come on into the presence of God. But make sure you wash your hands and purify your heart.
Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your son on today, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up your son right now. Father God, we pray his strength on today, Lord God, that you will strengthen him, Father God, where he's weak, Father God. Lord, you will bless every area of his life and prosper him, Lord God, in your goodness, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for open doors right now, God, for the Bible says, I know your work. See, I set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Lord, open up doors for your son right now, Jay Daphne, Father God. You know his name. You know his position. You know everything that he needs, Father God. Let there be no lack in his household, Lord God. Let there be no lack in his prayer life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open up doors and no man can shut, Lord God. Open up doors of blessings, doors of happiness, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of promises, doors of great things and new beginnings. Lord, do good things, Lord God. Lord, open up doors of good relationships and good opportunities, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for new beginnings for your son. Lord, do great and mighty things, Father God. Lord, I thank you right now for opening doors for him, Lord God. Let there be fresh strength released, Lord God, fresh revelation, fresh manna, fresh fire, Lord God, fresh anointing right now, Lord God. Even as you open up new doors, Lord, release your grace right now, Lord God, that he will never speak in error, Lord God, that he will speak your word, Lord God, not to add to it or take away from it, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray right now that you will open up new doors and shut old doors and old seasons as he walk into his new, great, fruitful, blessed season of healing, season of goodness and greatness. Oh God, oh Lord, protect him right now from going back into the past and to past hurt and pain and those things that are not right for him, oh God. Lord, take him into places that he will truly be blessed and enjoy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we lift up his wife on tonight, Lord God. Lord, we pray her strength, Lord God. We pray her peace, oh God. We pray her healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, you are our God and you speak and you live. Lord, speak a blessing right now over your son, Lord. We pray for an open heaven right now, Lord God. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord God, and pour our blessing upon him, Lord God, that he won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, shut every negative door that's been hurting him or robbing from him, stealing him from his joy, his peace, his happiness, his finances, oh God. Oh Lord, even his creativity, Lord, shut every door right now that the enemy has been operating through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Lord. Give us you. Everything else can wait. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. We all say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're so glad to have you on the show. You have really blessed the listeners. You have blessed me and my wife, you know, by your testimony and your praying. So we just want to come into agreement right now and say thank you for being on the show. Keep on doing great.
Yes, and we look forward to having you back on the show and see what God is doing for you and in you. I know there's more to come, so I'm definitely excited. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, if you all just now tuned into the Preacher and the Pastor show, we had Pastor Jay Dabney on the show. Pastor, when is your church service, and how can our listeners reach you or come out and fellowship with you?
Amen. Our church service is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 10:30 a.m. You can find us on Facebook, social media at Kingdom Life Central on Facebook, and also at our website, which is kingdomlifecentral.org.
All right. You heard it here first on the Preacher and the Pastor show with Pastor Jay Dabney. God bless you, Pastor. We look forward again to coming out and fellowshipping with you, me and my husband. And so, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank your wife for letting us have a little bit of your time. We know our precious time here, so we definitely thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Again, you all, you just there tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor. That was Pastor Jay Dabney on the show. All right, Pastor Manny, my love, what is our food for thought for today as we talk about living with unforgiveness?
Living with unforgiveness. First off, I want to come in to agree and say thank God for allowing us to be here on this show and to be able to minister to these here precious sheep tonight. So a little food for thought. I'm going to come from 1 John chapter 1 in verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this one scripture just stood out to me here, since we are talking about, you know, living with unforgiveness. You know, right here, the scripture says this: if we will confess our sins, you know, just own up to, you know, God knows that you have sinned already. He knows you from the beginning all the way to the end. He knows everything about you, even the hairs on your head. You know, he knows you by name.
Yes.
But he said, if you would just confess your sin, God is faithful enough to forgive you. So if anybody, including myself, are living with unforgiveness, and we think just because, you know, I did that or I said that, that God is not going to forgive me for that because I knew what I was doing. But right here, this scripture here tells you, if you just confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins. You know,
amen.
Jesus Christ,
amen.
You know, he went to the cross for all our sins, all your sins, your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. Just a little food for you for the night.
Yes, if you're listening, tune into the preaching of the pastor, we're talking about living with unforgiveness, and it's such a blessing to be able to be forgiven. And a lot of us are operating in unforgiveness and thinking that we have forgiven, but yet and still we are suffering with this. And I'll call it a disease of unforgiveness. And when we can rid ourselves from this disease, we can be free and we can receive all that God has for us and more. We can live a life that is free. We can live a life with clarity. We can live a life with blessings and favor. The Bible clearly says in Mark 11, it teaches us that unforgiveness hinders our faith from working. The Father can't forgive our sins if we don't forgive other people. We reap what we sow. So mercy, and you'll reap mercy. So judgment, and you'll reap judgment. So we need to do ourselves a favor and forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Life is too short. You had Pastor Jay Dabney on the show. He said people around him and close to him are passing away. Time is precious. You don't have time to wait. Do it today. Forgive. Let go, and let God restore you, renew you, and then God can fully use you in the way that God has called you to be used. Then there are still more benefits of forgiveness. Your fellowship with God flows freely when you're willing to forgive, but it gets blocked by unforgiveness. Understand, it gets blocked by unforgiveness. Forgiveness also keeps Satan from getting an advantage over us, and you'll see that in 2 Corinthians and in Ephesians. It tells us not to let the sun go down on our anger or give the devil any such foothold or opportunity. Remember that the devil must have a foothold before he can get a stronghold. Do not help Satan torture you. Be quick to forgive. Again, be quick to forgive. Living with unforgiveness.
Amen.
Come out of darkness and forgive. We thank you all for tuning in tonight to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. If you're needing prayer, counseling, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, the number is 346-719-3349. Again, we're here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow's topic is what, Laura? What are we talking about on tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow night is going to be a great one. The thickness and thinness of marriage.
Oh, wow. Repeat that again.
The thickness and the thinness of marriage.
The thickness and the thinness of marriage. Ooh. Are we going to keep it real or what tomorrow? We got to be real about this.
We're
going to help somebody and help ourselves.
Amen.
Yes.
Since we are talking about unforgiveness, let me go ahead on and just give you for that thing that you had did and you said, oh, my, I just got to let it go. I mean, this show was just too good tonight.
And I'm going to go ahead and forgive you for what you may do later. You know, I've been a forgiving way this time.
All right.
All right. God bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're back here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our topic is the thickness and the thinness of marriage. God bless you, and we love you. Take care. I forgive you, baby. I forgive you.
All right.
Oh my God.
Come on, put your hands together.